Talking Business on Radio Q. Joining me now is Alice Maben, who has a business called Al Maben Photography. G'day, Alice.
Hi, how are you, Alan?
Well, you're a very qualified person, if I may say. You've got a degree in photography, a degree in science, a diploma in marketing, a diploma in journalism, and you've got a pilot's license. So, but what you've done is build a business of photography in the outback of regional Australia. Tell us about how that happened.
Well, Alan, I have come from a fairly corporate background. For many years, I worked for Pfizer, or who is better known as Zoetis now, all over the world. I worked for them in New Zealand, Canada, America, Australia, did a bit of time in Europe as well. And I just got to a point in my career where I felt like I wasn't going anywhere. You know, I'd sort of got to the top of the ladder as far as I could go, short of moving to Sydney and working out of head office, which was never really an option for this country girl. So I just thought, I've got to go. I've got to go and find another challenge. So I resigned from my job and wanted to set up my own business. And I could see within the career that I'd been in that the studs that I was working with, you know, cattle and sheep studs, spent, you know, thousands of dollars breeding these beautiful animals, but they did a pretty poor job of marketing them and selling them. So I thought, well, if I can educate myself in the marketing side and the photography side, I've already got the relationship there and I could, you know, put it all together and make a bit of a package of it. So that's what I set out to do. But things changed a little bit when I ended up on the cattle drive of what became the world's biggest cattle drive, where we walked 18,000 head of cattle from Winton, Queensland, down to Hay, New South Wales.
And it How did you end up on that?
Well, I was unemployed and it was Friday night and I was having a beer and thought to myself, you know, what am I going to do this weekend? I don't have a job anymore. And I rang up the drover where the cattle were going past and said, you know, do you mind if I come and take some pictures tomorrow for something to do? So I went out there and promptly got put on a horse because he could see I could ride. And that was the beginning of the adventure. I ended up staying for a whole 6 months.
On the cattle drive?
Yeah, yes, that's correct. So I rode a different horse every day and I spent time with all of the drovers. There was 9 mobs of cattle, so the 18,000 cows were split up into mobs of 2,000, and they had a couple of drovers per mob and they all went down slightly different stock routes. And so I spent time with all of them as they travelled down the stock route to get to the location at Hay.
Was that the last great stock drive?
It has been in more recent years. Yeah, nothing of that scale has been done since Kidman days over 100 years ago. So it was a bit of a feat and it came with a lot of controversy. You know, there was a fair amount of media out there about it and, you know, the locals where the cattle went down the stock route, you know, the local station holders there didn't appreciate it or thought that they were eating their grass. But, you know, in all honesty, there wasn't a lot of feed there to begin with. So it was a challenging journey, yeah.
But you ended up, you still got a business where you're helping studs market their beasts, aren't you?
Yes, although I would say that that is probably my holiday work as opposed to my mainstream work.
So what is your main work now?
Well, because I self-published my books and, you know, didn't go through the typical channel of selling a book through bookshops, I've created my own distribution channel and have, you know, a business set up in Australia, New Zealand and America. So I'm selling books in both countries and we manage the whole process of that with sales and marketing. And, you know, since then I've done another book and I'm now working on a third one. So between, you know, the process of keeping the book promotions going and working on the next book and, you know, speaking at a lot of events and things like that, I'm pretty tied up.
Right. So your main business then is publishing. Essentially,
it has become at this point in time, yes, although the book that I'm working on now, which I've been commissioned to do, this will be my last book. I know people say famous last words, but I think I'm ready for a new challenge after this one.
Well, we'll get on to that in a moment. But just looking at the pictures on your website, I mean, magnificent pictures, if I may say, really fantastic.
Thank you.
Photos. But a lot of them do look like marketing photos of studs. Stud animals.
Yes and no. I actually only do work for one stud in Australia, and they actually happen to be the oldest Angus stud in Australia, based in Gyra. Other than that, I don't do any other properties for their stud marketing.
Right. So what is your next challenge then?
Who knows? At the moment I'm working on a book which will be called The Grower, and it's all about the entire Australian agriculture industry. So, you know, I come from an agriculture background, and I thought I had a pretty good grasp on the industry. But, you know, since I've been involved in this project and spending time with, you know, all these different types of farmers, I've soon worked out that I have a very small knowledge base of it, and, you know, it's fascinating to see the diversity and the commitment and the tenacity that these people, you know, have in their industry. So it's pretty interesting. But while I'm doing that, I'm actually capturing a second set of video footage through, you know, aerial stuff that I do and from the ground, because I'd love to produce something that could be used in the education sector to help promote, you know, agriculture as a career path and help people understand the processes that go on, you know, every year to enable us to put the food that we have on our tables on our tables.
You actually won an award as Asia Pacific Female Entrepreneur of the Year in 2015. Do you regard yourself as an entrepreneur, and is that the way you want to take yourself, take your life?
It's an interesting word. You know, people often ask me, "What do you do for a living?" And to say to them, "I'm a photographer," I'm sort of selling myself short. If I say I'm an author, it's the same thing. I haven't managed to come up with a sentence that says what I do and does it justice without taking 5 minutes to tell you, you know. So, but the use of the word entrepreneur to, you know, to someone who doesn't really understand it, they kind of just roll their eyes. And sometimes I think it's a bit of an overused word. So I don't know. I just, I think I'm one of those people that, you know, has let circumstances and opportunities that have shown up in my life, take effect and be able to do something with those instead of being so stuck in the realm of, you know, day-to-day life.
Well, that's certainly what happened with the big cattle drive.
Absolutely, yeah.
But what about, I mean, what about going back to corporate life? I mean, is there some way that you think you might be able to combine what you did before with Pfizer and with what you've been doing for the last few years?
Look, I wouldn't be against doing something that is, to support what they do. I don't know that, you know, I've got it in me to go back to the red tape kind of stuff. I'd love to be able to continue working for myself, and you know, I get a big thrill out of, you know, helping to showcase the underdogs in the world, and another circumstantial event that happened to me is I was hit by a truck, which saw me produce my second book all about the importance of the transport industry, because they, you know, that's an industry that's very under-recognised and often only recognised when something goes wrong. So, you know, to gain an understanding.
You were literally hit by a truck.
Yes, I was. Yes, in my car. Thankfully, I wasn't hurt, but my car was a write-off, and that stemmed the subject for my second book. So I spent 18 months hitchhiking around Australia and New Zealand to put that together.
And that led you to think about the truck industry, the truck and the transport industry.
Absolutely, because, you know, everything in our lives, short of the oxygen that we breathe, is transported on a truck, you know, often more than once.
Right. So
Sorry.
So no, but it's interesting. What did you decide about the transport industry? You investigated it. What did you come up with?
Well, every industry has its rogues, you know. No matter what happens, there's cowboys everywhere. But for the most part, the transport industry is an absolutely beautiful industry. You know, the statistics out there show that, you know, less than 50% of employed Australians are satisfied with their jobs. But I can honestly say, with my hand on my heart, that in the transport and agriculture industries, every one of those people is passionate about what they do. And that was a huge, a really obvious thing when I was out there doing it. I developed a network of probably what I'd call transport dads, that if anything happened to me out there on the road and a truck driver wouldn't help me, you know, for some reason, I'd only have to tell them who I know. And I'm pretty sure that they'd help me, because otherwise the mafia would probably be after them. But, you know, it is an industry that these people are passionate about, and they deliver the goods, and really all they are looking for is appreciation for what they do.
Well, you're certainly passionate about what you do, Alice, that's for sure.
Thank you.
I've been talking to Alice Maben, who has a business called almaben.com, and it's photography and a whole lot of other things, and goodness knows where she's going to end up next. Great to talk to you, Alice. Thanks very much.
Thank you.